Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You deserve a vacation. This is Mark Comfort, your host of Vacation Views. And I'll tell you what, this is the time of love. This is Valentine's season, everybody. I hope you, and guys, I'm talking to you. Have you thought about what you're going to do for Valentine's or for your upcoming lady's birthday or anniversary, something like that? Guess what? We do the gift of travel at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours. And I'll tell you, more and more people are doing that. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think it's so cool that people are, I don't know, I read all the time that people are not buying as many material things. They're buying experiences. They're buying vacations. And it's no doubt that the vacations are becoming a priority to everybody, and I just love that. And by the way, one person we're going to talk to right now, Hawaii, is becoming a priority. And Dana Wright, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, when you think of Hawaii, you think of romance and a romantic destination, don't you?
Absolutely. And you know, Hawaii has been a bucket list item for me. I have friends who have been over the years, and I've watched other people go, and I thought, oh my gosh, we've got to get to Hawaii. I want to do that. And so we are so excited to be able to do this and share this experience with our listeners. I think it is just going to be a spectacular trip. And I'll tell you, Mark, one of the things right now in the dead of winter I keep hearing is get me out of Kansas City. Everyone keeps saying, I got to get out of here. And so I just cannot wait to take our listeners on this excursion. It's truly going to be amazing.
Well, let's see, September 8th through the 15th of this coming year. So, Dana, let's see, that's 8, 9 minus 2, 7 months.
Not bad at all. And, you know, to me, that gives you plenty of time to plan. Mm-hmm. It gives you plenty of time to, honestly, my mom and dad were saying pay for it. Just month to month, they're going to put a little bit back until that thing is paid for. My mom and dad are going with us.
Oh, that's right. That's cool.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
I think your mom and dad, especially your mom, is even more excited.
Oh, they're a riot. They're a real hoot. Anyone who's ever met my mom and dad, it's going to be a really good time. And, you know, we're going to golf. We're going to sightsee. I cannot wait for the Pearl Harbor experience. I've said that on our program so many times. I think everyone has an obligation to go see Pearl Harbor. And I know you have been. Yeah. We're going to spend a lot of time there looking at that site.
Oh, it is sombering. You will feel so patriotic. And I agree. It is a must-do thing for every American. Every American citizen should not be required, but should take time to see Pearl Harbor. And not only there, U.S. Arizona, but the USS Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll do both of those. And that is, it's touching. It is really, really touching.
One of the things I want to ask you about, because I think people think cruise and they think full steam ahead out in the middle of the ocean. And there are people listening. And if you're not a cruise person, I understand. I have friends who are like that. This is a different experience because we are flying to Hawaii. And then, as I describe it, kind of slowly meandering from island to island. This is not a full steam ahead cruise experience.
No, this is actually the best way, Dana. I've been to Hawaii, probably 8 times. I've done 5 cruises around the island. So I know the differences in the two. And this is the most unique experience maybe anywhere in the world. And by the way, Norwegian Cruise Line had to get permission from our United States government to do the itinerary they're doing. And one of the things they had to give up, they had to flag the ship American.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have more American staff on board. And they had, the Senator of Hawaii didn't believe in gambling, so they had to take the casino off the ship. And that was the give. Now, here's what, or that's the take. Here's the give. The give, very simply, is they literally, this ship goes at night from one island to the next. And then you're asleep when you're cruising for most of the time. No cruise that goes around the Hawaiian Islands spends more time at port than this ship right here. Five different stops, and it's over 100 hours, Dana. It's not quite 110. I think it's 108 hours.
So you get to see all of the islands.
Yeah. And that's what people like the best about it. And it's a cultural experience, Dana. Norwegian Cruise Line brings on dance troupes and the little, oh, they're so cute, the little hula girls, you know, that
yeah.
are learning to hula and do the dances and everything. And they share with you, you know, what all the signs are.
I just think it's perfect because if you've never been to Hawaii, this is the first experience, time and place for you to see all of it. And then I have a friend who's done this cruise. They're now going back and staying at their favorite stop, which happened to be on this cruise, Maui. And I've heard you say that. This gives a taste of all of the islands. And then if you find one that you like or have an experience somewhere that you like above all else, in a few years, go back and do a landlocked
tour, a vacation, a hotel.
I just love it.
Oh, and more people do that all the time. And I don't blame them. But what a perfect way to see all of the Hawaiian Islands. Let me just read through this. We'll leave out of Honolulu, Hawaii. And for most people, they're going to come in, like you, a couple days, a day or two early.
Yeah.
Before then, I think you should. At 7 o'clock at night, we leave port, and we take a leisurely cruise over to Maui. Okay, in Maui, we are there 2 full days. So we overnight in Maui, just using the ship as our hotel.
Yeah.
Food is included. Entertainment is included. So much fun. People can rent cars, or we'll have, gosh almighty, there'll be 10 to 15 different options of things to do every day while you're in port. Now, from there, we leave at night again and go to Hilo. Hilo, Dana, is where the volcanoes are, and it's Volcano National Park truly is one of the neatest things. Because let's face it, that's what all those islands are out there. They're volcano-made islands, and that will be a highlight there, that Volcano National Park. And then we leave there in the evening, and we cruise again leisurely over and around. And this could be one of the most memorable parts of the whole trip that you can only see by cruise at night. And when I took David Lawrence, this happened.
Yeah.
If that volcano is active and if a lava is flowing down,
you can see it.
Oh my gosh, it's a pitch black sky with this out of the sky. If you can picture this orange, it's lava.
Trail of fire.
And then right down at the ocean, there's the smoke, steam coming out where it goes in. It's so cool. And then we end up at Kona. Kona, Dana, arguably, well, Kona, one of my favorite places on all islands, and very few people have heard of that. Then we go to Kauai, and we kind of end this up fabulous because most people, Dana, this is called the Garden Island.
Yeah.
And most people like this island the best as far as natural beauty. So and we're there overnight. That's also where the best luau will be. And then we go back to Honolulu, and we end up there. And that's the day before we fly out that we'll go in and see Pearl Harbor and Arizona Memorial and USS Missouri.
One of the things I've said to my golfers out there, if you are listening, is that we will be playing golf. We've already scouted some of the courses. I'm working with our golf pro to figure out, okay, if we have a limited number of courses we can play, where should we go? Mm-hmm. We are going to ship our sticks straight over there. So they are there and ready for us. If you are a golfer, bring your clubs. We will be golfing. Some of the best golf in the world you'll find in Hawaii.
Yeah, Dana, I'm a golfer, and I've golfed almost every golf course on most all of the islands. Seriously. So I cannot wait. You're going to love it. It's paradise. I mean, they call Hawaii paradise.
My dad calls it a golf trip with Hawaii on the side.
Well, it has something for everybody. And we sell a lot of first-time cruisers on this itinerary, Dana, because you do so little actual cruising.
Yeah.
And you use the ship as your floating hotel. And it's just
luxury
fabulous.
Hotel at that.
And by the way, it's about 30% less to see Hawaii by cruise than it is staying at a four and a half, five-star hotel.
There's no such thing as an all-inclusive hotel in Hawaii.
No.
So they really just go to cruisewithdana.com. Sign up. We still have a few slots available. Cruisewithdana.com. Very simple, easy website to remember. Or just ask for the Dana Wright Desk, Mark, when they call you guys at Cruise Holidays. That number, of course, 816-741-7417. 741-7417. Ask for the Dana Wright Desk. But the easiest way to do it, and you'll see pictures and all kinds of stuff, is to go with that cruisewithdana.com. All of the information you need, you'll find at cruisewithdana.com. Please come with us. What a delight this is going
to
be.
Well, you are, and you're going to be so active and involved with everybody, and people like that. And then when they listen to you on radio, Dana, it's going to be like, and by the way, we have a rule that you can only talk about things afterwards on radio using a first name, no last name.
What happens on the ship stays on the ship.
You're going to be so much fun. Cruisewithdana.com. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with more of the wonderful world of vacation. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and I do wish all of you the happiest, especially you couples, the happiest to think of Thanksgiving. Well, you should be thankful. Happiest of Valentine's Day this Wednesday. Guys, again, if you're like me, you probably ought to be thinking about getting something, if nothing else, roses or chocolates. But what a lot of people do anymore, and I've found this happening more and more and more, and we can help you guys. We can make you look like a hero. Or ladies, here's a sneaky way, ladies. If you want to go on a destination, on a vacation somewhere with your honey, get the gift to travel. Come on in or call us. Nicole Busenbark takes care of this in our office. She can make up a certificate for you. We can be as specific as you want. We can make, a seven-day cruise on September 8th through the 15th with Dana Wright. We can make it that specific. Or if it's over a birthday or anniversary or Christmas, New Year's. Or we can just make it generic, meaning a all-inclusive resort to Dominican Republic. A overwater bungalow in Bora Bora, you know, a cruise to, you know, wherever, Alaska. We can make it simple and easy, but what I find that gift of travel does, it just makes you a hero. And sometimes you know, your spouse says, no, let's make it specific, but then you want it changed for whatever. Not a problem. We can do whatever you want. We can make it by a dollar value, or we can make it by whatever it is you want. Whatever, we can just make it. We're so flexible with these things. Tell us what you want. We'll do it. Hey, we're going to talk right now about the most romantic destinations in the world. And I get asked this all the time. You know, for 30 years, we've owned Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours. And we have people all the time come in and say, hey, where should we go? Where's the most romantic place you've ever been? And a lot of times that conversation also starts something like this. My spouse and I have to get away, and we have to spend some quality time together. We need some time without the stresses of the daily life, without the pressures of the world, problems sometimes without the kids and or grandkids. And, you know, that's a really hard thing to answer. The most romantic destinations in the world. I'll give you what we find our customers tell us. I've pulled out a couple of, I like Travel and Leisure a lot. I think they're very good. They poll their clients, and I'll come up with a lot of things. There's, and to everybody, the word romantic is got a different definition. You know, to a lot of people, and ladies specifically, it's a time together without the interruptions that everyday living creates. It's a time together where especially she doesn't have the responsibilities of cooking, cleaning, and all the other things that go on in the house. It's a time when she gets you and you get her without the distractions and interruptions of daily life. And I have found the best way, you know, intentions are always good to go to the bed and breakfast or, you know, romantic place here, you know, a hotel downtown, whatever it might be. Very good idea. Very good idea. But getting away, there's something about getting away from your home, getting away from, you know, when you are in your home, when you are candidly where everybody can get hold of you and you can get hold of everybody, it you're not really getting away. You're not getting away mentally. And sometimes those distractions are necessary for a romantic destination. I'll tell you what, the one thing I've told everybody over the years, I've never been personally, and I've been to 101 countries and on well over 100 cruises, well over 50, probably closer to 80 all-inclusive vacations, more hotels than I'd care to count. And the reality is, you know what? If your definition of romance is to take all the stress, pressures, and distractions away, there's nothing, no place I've ever been like Bora Bora in any of those overwater bungalows there that, oh my gosh, it is like heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. And so that's what comes to my mind. Although, let me tell you, I was in Costa Rica a couple of years ago. Went and looked at a property called Nayara and Nayara Springs. And this Nayara, oh my goodness. And we are up in the volcano area of the Arenal region of Costa Rica. And I didn't stay there, but I toured it because I'd heard so much about it. And it's very expensive, very, very expensive. And my goodness gracious, how, again, it was lush, flowers everywhere, beautiful, spectacular, spectacular, spectacular. And that really stood out. Now, there's so many places, cruises. Do you know cruises, women view as one of the most romantic vacations there is? Why? Because she gets pampered. She has no responsibilities. She has no, you know, she doesn't clean. She doesn't have to make her bed. She doesn't have to cook. She doesn't have to do anything. Somebody else is doing that for her. She has a spa to go to. Or, you know, if you want to take time for yourself and the fitness centers or all the things they have there with yoga and Pilates, that's a big deal to a lot of people. Wellness now is a huge deal. Well, guys, there is something to be said about the old saying, you treat your lady like a queen and you're going to be treated like a king. And there's a lot of truth to that. So whatever kind of vacation that is unique and different. I will tell you, it has been fascinating to me. You know, I always look at what honeymooners are booking because honeymoons are supposed to be, you know, the most romantic getaway. Well, that's the pure definition of romance, isn't it? A getaway together to start your life and become one as a couple. And you know, boy, we're seeing some fabulously unique and different places right now for honeymoons. What is fascinating me are all the honeymooners of all different ages, I might add, that are going on safaris. And by the way, if you ever look at the top 10 resorts in the world, you'll find that many times, anywhere from 5 to 7, depending on who you look at, what survey company you look at, are these small little romantic properties, sometimes tented properties, in South Africa. Or now they're putting them in Tanzania and Kenya. And you add the adventure of the safari to that, that's really romantic to a lot of people. And everybody has a different definition of romance. I'll tell you, sometimes just laying out on a beach, beautiful beach in Mexico, is one of the best romantic things you can do. Mimi and I love to go to this El Dorado Maroma property just south of Cancun. To us, those properties are so private. They have outdoor showers. The beach is just, you know, world class. And you know, Mimi's idea of a romantic getaway, my wife Mimi, is where she can do what she wants, which means nothing at all most of the time. And reading books. That's her. She loves, that's her way of winding down, unwinding, and relaxing. Reading books. So how cool is that? You know, there's hundreds of places in the United States. I've had people rent our condo, the Comfort Condo in Copper Mountain, Colorado, And I've had people tell me it's the world's most romantic place, you know, they've ever stayed and been. So again, that's totally what your definition is of romantic, and everybody's definition is different. But the one thing that I do know is critical is to spoil your spouse, is to pamper her, is and him, give her, I'll talk from a guy's perspective now, that opportunity to go to the spa, maybe to get a facial or a pedicure, or manicure, or massage. Some people are, my wife loves that. That's as relaxing to her as anything there is. And then just have an uninterrupted quality time together. We just don't have that in this country anymore, it seems like. So that's why I think vacations all over the world are becoming so popular. But whatever it is that might be your definition of romantic, we'd love to help you with that. And that's what our staff does. We call our salespeople counselors, because a lot of times when a couple comes in, let's just use the example of a couple. One person has a whole different definition of where they want to go, or idea where they want to go and what they want to do, than the other couple or than the other person. So our counselors kind of find something that works for both. Or we get them, I like to always tell them, to flip a coin and have one of the couples, you know, one of the people pick this year and the other one pick next year, and there's no complaining. Or compromise and find the perfect vacation getaway. But whatever it is. And by the way, Hawaii, you can never go wrong with Hawaii. I think Hawaii is always one of the most romantic places you can go, because it's so beautiful, so relaxing, so peaceful. To a lot of people, they want it where people speak English and take the American dollar. And that's romantic. To some people, it's going to someplace exotic, like, you know, Cambodia, Thailand, South Pacific, like I just said, maybe Australia, New Zealand. Something you've dreamt about doing your whole life. That's why these bucket list things are such a big deal. Well, whatever it is, and if you don't know what it is, maybe that gift of travel is perfect for you. You can be the hero. We can make up that gift of travel even as late as Wednesday afternoon for you. Give you that certificate as detailed or as generic as you want. We can package it up. We can put some brochures with it, and you can be a hero. So there you go, the gift of travel. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hey, this is Mark Comfort Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and thanks for listening here this Saturday. And we are into the weekend before Valentine's Day. And guys, we can help you if you haven't found that perfect gift for your ladies, or if it's just not, you want something more than flowers and chocolates. How about the gift of travel? We can make you a king. The gift of travel. Anywhere you want to go, as detailed as you want that gift certificate to be, or as generic, we can do that for you. Hey, and we're open today until 3, so give us a call if that's of interest to you. 816-505-1500. 505-1500. Hey, I'm going to switch gears right now, and we're going to talk to my friend, Mr. Jared Evans of Regent Seven Seas Cruises. I'll tell you what, Jared, we're talking about romantic vacations. How about taking your sweetheart on a Regent Seven Seas small ship luxury all-inclusive cruise anywhere in the world? Can't get much more romantic than that, can it?
Absolutely not. I mean, you talk about being pampered and being waited on hand and foot, you know, on board our ships. It's that white glove service. There's no other way. You have access to Canyon Ranch Spa on board our ships to really indulge and experience the onboard lifestyle. Additionally, while traveling to these wonderful, you know, romantic destinations or islands that you're into.
Hey, and by the way, I hear the word pampering and spoiling a lot when I hear the definition of what people think about romantic vacations are. But what about business class air if you're going over the long ocean to wherever it is across the world you're seeing? That's pretty pampering and spoiling, business class air, isn't it? And that's included with a lot of Regent cruises.
That is. It is. And that's, you know, if you're going to cruise in style, you might as well fly in style and kick back and relax and really enjoy the experience of getting there. I mean, that's part of the vacation experience as well. Not just the onboard experience, but the whole start to finish overall. So, yeah, business class air is by far one of the greatest inclusions that we offer, you know, and we're the only ones out there offering this for our guests to fly business class air as well.
You know, it is interesting, Jared, when I think about it, and I bet you find this to be true. A lot of our Regent customers that want that small ship, luxurious, all-inclusive feel, they go to Regent for the first time, maybe, for an anniversary, for a very special anniversary. Maybe it's an anniversary that ends with a five or with a zero, and they want to spoil each other, and they use Regent. And Jared, I don't think there's any cruise line anywhere in the world that has a higher satisfaction ratio than you guys. And repeat factor is, I mean, do you know what your repeat factor and satisfaction ratio is?
Yeah, you know, it's really strong. You know, in this industry, as you know, Mark, there's so many choices out there for all of our guests. And really, you know, having a high satisfaction of repeat business, we're a little over north of 52% in past guests. So it's that satisfaction. We know once we have an opportunity to welcome them aboard, that we're going to meet that satisfaction. We're going to give them that Regent experience. And, you know, most oftentimes not, they're going to come back and book again with us.
Yeah, and with us. And Jared, the other thing I wanted to talk about too, in this age of ships getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, there are a lot of people that is right for. There's a lot of people that's not right for. Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Tell everybody about the size of your ships and what makes that intimate service that you offer so special.
Yeah, you know, we carry no more than 750 guests on board our ships. And as you said, you know, ships continue to get bigger and bigger in this industry. But, you know, our tried and true and what we would like to stay with is, you know, maintain those smaller ships and really create that intimate experience on board. And by doing so, you know, only having 750 guests, a crew to guest ratio of about 1 to 1.5, we're able to hit all those boxes and check those boxes for our guests by doing pampering the service and all of that great stuff on board.
Well, you do a phenomenal job. There is absolutely no doubt about that. And I just love the fact that it's all inclusive. I think Americans more and more want that intimate service, more and more want to pay one price up front and then not be nickeled and dimed throughout their vacation. And that most certainly is what Regent Seven Seas Cruises stands for and is all about, and what makes Regent more unique than maybe any other line, especially offering that business class air when you go fly over the pond, so to speak, the Atlantic or Pacific. And hey, Jared, let's switch gears a little bit to destinations. The other thing that smaller ships can do that bigger ships cannot do is get into different ports, different harbors, different cities, different areas of the world that the big ships can't. You guys can get there, can't you?
Oh, yeah. That's really a great benefit of having the small ships and being able to get into these smaller, more niche ports or boutique ports. As we're talking about romantic here, you know, there's a lot of those islands, you know, specifically over in the Mediterranean area where some of those romantic destinations exist. So we're able to take our customers there, your customers there. So it's definitely look into an opportunity to get over there. That was, you know, where I would probably start first, outside of course, you know, the Caribbean and South Pacific and all of those other great destinations.
Right, right, right. Hey, Jared, a lot of people have, they just don't know really a lot about luxury small ship cruising like Regent Seven Seas. So on February 27th, we are going to have an event. That's a Tuesday, 2 weeks from this Tuesday. We will have an event that will be, I like to call it, my staff doesn't like this, but the good, better, and best of the holding company that owns Regent Seven Seas Cruises, Oceania, and Norwegian Cruise Line. And I think that we've never done this before, and I'm really excited, Jared, for people to come to learn the differences and kind of what you get for what you pay for. And you three will be able to explain that, won't you?
Yeah, we will. This is an event that I'm really excited about and very passionate about as well. Partnering with our parent company and our sister company, Regent, or Oceania and Norwegian. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot of choices out there, and we're just thrilled to be able to get in one platform, one arena, so to speak, and partner with you on this and partner with all of your great cruise counselors there to really, you know, explain and decide which is the best choice. Because as you mentioned earlier, you know, one place may be better for someone else than another, but this is the opportunity to really find which experience is best for you at this time. So I thank you again, Mark, for allowing us the opportunity to put this together for your great customers out there.
Well, I'm real excited about it because I do know this, and Mimi and I have, it's been part of our business model from day one. The more we can educate our clients and our potential clients, the better decisions they can make for the vacation that's best for them. And you and I both know not everybody is Regent Seven Seas Cruises is perfect for. Same way, not everybody is perfect for Norwegian Cruise Line or Oceania. So I think the importance is when we can help you learn the differences between these cruise lines. And like I say, you learn about what you get for what you pay. And that is always a big, big deal. At this event, Tuesday, February 27th, at our office, the Cruise Holidays office, Interstate 29, 72nd Street, you will be able to get to talk to each of these representatives and listen to them tell you what their what makes their cruise line special and unique and different. I'm really excited about this, too. Now, you do need to RSVP and let us know that you will be coming. It is going to be a fun event. There will be there'll be good reasons for you to come, both from a culinary point of view as well as from a an ability to save some money. So you do need to RSVP at 816-741-7417. And Jared, you will be there. Tim with Oceania will be there. Clarence with Norwegian Cruise Line will be there. And, you know, the thing that I just love is we're doing this in February, so people still have a chance to make a decision for this year's vacation, or maybe they're thinking already for 2019. And you can come and you can learn and you can save, and we're going to have just a delightful evening. So let me ask you one quick question in the last minute and a half we have left. If I had Kristen on right now and said, Kristen, your wife, Jared, Kristen, and I said, where would you want Jared to take you for a Valentine's Day for one of the most romantic destinations anywhere in the world, what would she say?
You know what? It's tough, but I have to be honest. She has a soft spot for Italy, and, you know, the island of Capri in Italy would probably be a very good choice for her. So that's what I would throw out right now.
Well, I've been to Capri, and that's a beautiful place, and anywhere in Italy. Hey, and Regent Seven Seas cruises all around Italy in many areas, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can definitely go anywhere in Italy. It would take you all around the Mediterranean, like I said, to a lot of those romantic islands and those smaller niche areas to get into. So very exciting time and very great destination.
I got to tell you, a cruise line like Regent would be so fabulous to go to the Greek islands, especially places like Santorini, where you cruise into that crater. It's so incredibly fabulous. Or Mykonos, places like that. There's just some of those gorgeous islands. Anyway, Jared, I will look forward to seeing you in just a tad over 2 weeks. And thanks so much for joining me today. And have a very, very happy and romantic Valentine's Day this Tuesday, or this Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Mark. You too.
All the best. That's Jared Evans with Regent Seven Seas Cruises. And if you want to learn the difference in those three wonderful cruise lines, I like to call it the good, better, and best, Norwegian Cruise Line, Oceania, and Regent Seven Seas Cruises. RSVP, please, at 816-741-7417. Tuesday night, February 27th, starting at 6 o'clock, and there will be reasons for you to come join us. Hey, thanks so much. This is Mark Comfort Vacation Views, and I'll be right back. Welcome back to our last segment of Vacation Views. Oh my gosh, this show has gone so fast. I hope you're having a great Saturday, and I again, wish you the very, very best for your vacation planning for 2018 or maybe even 2019. You know, last Tuesday, we had our Onstage Alaska event. We had almost 100 people there. It was, even despite all the threats of snow, the snow never happened, but there was all the threats of snow. And that is just fascinating how many people we had come to that event. I want to tell you about a story that happens all the time. It happened again Tuesday, that two couples came up to the Onstage Alaska performers, the people that were brought in from Holland America Line, said, hey, we have booked not with Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, but with Costco, and we can't get them to tell us anything about the shore excursions or anything. We can't get any information out of them. They just took our money, and that's why we came to this event. And they said, could you help us with shore excursions? And the gentleman said, no, that's the job of your travel agent. I don't have time to go over all of that with you. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of knowledge. The guy came up to me. Well, I went up to them and because I was called up. And anyway, the guy said, hey, can I switch my booking over to you? And I said, well, have you made final payment on it? And they said, no. And I said, yes, sure you can. You have to be proactive and tell Holland America through an email that you are not getting the service from who you've booked with and you want your booking switched over to, in this case, us, Cruise Holidays Kansas City. And he did that literally almost on the spot from his phone. And he looked at me when he was done. He goes, you know what? I didn't know that there were travel agencies out there that provided this kind of service that you're offering to us, that you're offering to all your clients. And now I know the difference. And I got to tell you, I just felt so good. And that's why we do so many of these events. And frankly, I do believe that's why our business has been so successful. God has richly, richly blessed us, both professionally and personally. And a lot of the professional part of this is because we have stuck with a business model for now 30 years. 30 years. Can you believe that? We're going into our 30th year. We opened up in 1988. My wife and a part-time employee. We didn't pay her, by the way. We traded out some vacations with her because we didn't have enough money to pay her. And now we've grown to having 28 employees, and we're one of the largest vacation specialists in the entire Midwest. But the one thing I can tell you is we're one of the very, very few in the country that has the kind of business model that we have, and that's to give just outstanding first-class, professional, knowledgeable service to each and every customer we have. You know, it doesn't matter how big, how long, how many dollars that vacation is to you. It's a very, very important investment in time and money. And there are so many differences, just like we're talking about the differences in the cruise lines. There's so many differences in travel agents. There's so many differences in who you have an opportunity to book your vacation with. Do you book it directly with the cruise line? We have so many people do that. And then they find, just like I just described with Costco, that they're not getting any service from the cruise line. Because the cruise lines, for the most part, really are not designed to spend a lot of time with you talking about, you know, should you have travel insurance? What's the benefits? What's the disadvantages? How about pre-night hotels? What about your air? How about transfers getting to and from the airport to a hotel, the hotel to the ship? What kind of shore excursions are best? What should you be sure not to miss or not to do? You know, those type things. What do you wear? The number one question asked of us is about clothing, what to wear. And all that is so important to your vacation being the very best it can be. And there's nobody in the country, I believe, quite like us that offers and will take the time to give you professional counsel from our firsthand knowledge of these vacation experiences, whether they're ocean cruises or river cruises or all-inclusive land-based resorts. And that truly is what makes us special. You've heard me say in a lot of these commercials that I do, the key to our success, we're big enough to have the buying power that very few other people in the world have, yet small enough to still care about each and every client who we work with. Because we know if we satisfy you on your vacation, you're going to come back and do more vacations with us. And you'll tell other people about us. And that's how Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and Comfort Tours has grown truly to be one of the largest vacation specialists in the United States of America. And we're very, very proud of that. Very, very proud of that. But that mission of being the very best in customer service and product knowledge and destination knowledge, matching our clients up with what's right for them, not what we want, what is right for you. And that just, that formula works. It's worked for 30 years. We're not going to change it. Okay, I'm going to switch gears a little bit too. Now, this comes up all the time. We have so many people, a lot of times they're first-time travelers to Europe. Sometimes they're solo travelers traveling by themselves that want to travel and want to go places, but they're just a little nervous and would like to go with a group, like to go on a hosted trip. I get people asking me all the time when I'm going to host a trip to here or there or wherever. And what I have to do is tell them, hey, here's what I've got planned. Well, is that of interest to you? Or here's what we have planned for other people like that, like Dana Wright in the first segment of this show. Dana Wright, the DJ here on 98.1 KMBZ, is taking a group of people to Hawaii, cruising around all of the Hawaiian Islands, September 8th through the 15th. I encourage you, boy, if you want to go to Hawaii, this is a fabulous way to see Hawaii. And Dana's so much fun. Oh my goodness, she's so much fun. So go to cruisewithdana.com or call us at Cruise Holidays, and we can tell you all about her cruise to Hawaii this September 8th. By the way, I've got a group that I'm taking on the Rhine River, June 11th through the 18th, from Basel, Switzerland to Amsterdam. Seven glorious days on that wonderful river. We have, I think it's four or five cabins left on that cruise, and then we'll be sold out. And I did a half-ship charter on that, so I've got a great, great deal. And you'll love it. That's so much fun. Those river cruises are great. Then we've just announced this. In fact, on February 22nd, Randy Wistoff, the director of the Kansas City Zoo, will be talking at the zoo about his upcoming trip to Tanzania, his safari to Tanzania in February of 2019. So if that's of interest to you, RSVP at Cruise Holidays, 741-7417, and we can tell you all about that and get you signed up for that informational seminar on February 22nd. That's going to be out at the zoo. Then 2 days before that, on February 20th, I'm going to be talking at Poropos about my February of 2019, my hosted trip called South America Vineyards. And we're going to be talking to you about the trip from Buenos Aires to Santiago with stops in Mendoza, where they make those great Malbecs. And then in Santa Cruz, which is in Chile, where they have, it's the Napa Valley of Chile. So we've got so many things going on. Maybe you might want to go to Iceland with us this August. I've got two cabins available on that for 14 days out of Amsterdam, Iceland, Scotland, and Norway. Well, anyway, wherever it is that you might want to go in the world, whatever kind of vacation, ocean cruising, river cruising, all-inclusive resorts or customized vacation, we can help you. We're open again today till 3 o'clock, closed on Sundays. 816-741-7417, or check us out online. You can go to our website, cruiseholidayskc.com, cruiseholidayskc.com. And you know what? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And remember, you deserve a great vacation.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.